happy as me.
Somebody scream! Somebody scream!
We have waited for this day. Pascal, if you can remember 2017, that was even 2016. It is 5 years now. We have been trying to bring him to this land. To wherever you are, even if you don't want to do it for my own sake. Help me and honor my Father, our Father. Amen. Daddy, you are welcome, sir. From the depth of my heart. Hallelujah. You can be seated. You can be seated. Something will happen this weekend. Hey. Just pray in tongues for 1 minute. Expand your vessel. Betakari. Fatakapa. Patua kapa. Betete nakapatata.
Capacity. Some of you will leave this meeting and pray for 7 days. The distance between where you are and where God ordained for you is priesthood. We must give ourselves to it. You can be seated. Amen. I want to read a place in the scripture, and then in the next 15 minutes, I'm not the one that is supposed to be talking, but before my brother arrives, let's look into the Bible. Amen. Let's see Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Somebody called me many years ago. Give me a little sound. Let me, I don't have time. Somebody called me many years ago. My biological father sent me to pastor a church. There is a church. There is this, what we call, our elders, they used to build their house and build a place where they entertain visitors. They call it Obi, Obi. There is a way that store is. Very ancient. I'm telling you why I took the... I want to show you why I took the path that I took. One thing I've learned in life is that you don't know a man yet. There is nothing about some of us, and I'm not saying it, I'm saying it with all humility because I have not touched anything. I have not even scratched the paint. I am more hungry than all of you. If you ask me, I will say I'm more hungry than all of you put together. Anytime we finish, I go back and continue to labor in prayer. It is possible that God can come in our midst just because I'm holding the mic. There is a sovereign work that he's doing. And that one does not respect the person that is carrying the mic. So if you remove yourself by carelessness out of the administration of God, then that means that after some time you will see people you are speaking to leaving what you are telling them. Yet you are left out. One thing I learned, you don't know a man until God comes, the Spirit comes upon his life. Even me, I thought I knew myself. There are many things I thought I knew. I'm not hearing your sound well. I was a very, very quiet boy. Somebody saw me and called me a lion. I said, who is a lion? It's only this my mother here that knows me. And some people that knew me long ago. Somebody saw where we are doing the commotion there. And he said, is it not Chedu? There is a name you will call me now. I will know you knew me long ago. You see this Edu, all this title, this one, you don't know me. My name is Chedu. I was on bike moving towards my house one day, and somebody said, Chedu! Hi. I knew it's not secondary school, it's primary school. The guy knew me. One young lady came and said, is it the Chedu I know that is doing this thing? He said, it's not possible. And even me, I knew it's not possible. But when something lands on your life, then your days will start counting. We will trust God for our days to count in our generation. 100 men that will vow to live the days of God that is captured in their ordination is enough. 100 is enough. We don't need much. Enough. They wake up living it. They sleep living it. They move living it. Everything about their life. You see, this is my calling. I don't attach anything to it. I dream my calling. I discuss my calling. I sleep my calling. I invest my calling. There is nothing else. It is my life. Because I found out that that's where I discovered myself. I did not know I'm like this. Even my mother advised me and said, find an office work where you will just say, I'm a book. I write. I'm a book. I love reading. For long, I read and read until one day I began to see God. One of my friends called me and said, come, let's go and fast. I fasted, and then I noticed my life began to change. My appetite for prayer, for fasting began to change, began to increase. I did not know that God wants to put something on my life. I went to fast those days and God told me, eat and drink, for the journey is great. I did the fasting for 1 year. I thought it's 1 year. After 1 year, he told me, eat and drink. I did it for some years. I wanted to go to Lagos and start ministry. Daddy, if you remember, I used to chat you on WhatsApp. No, before WhatsApp, on Facebook. And you were giving me advice that a man that will go to Lagos and start ministry should do this and this. God was not in that plan at all. But you now left me. I packed my bag. That my bag I packed. For 5 years, I did not open it. It was when I came back from Makurdi, I knew that that bag is not God that packed it with me. That bag is still somewhere. It reminds me of when God conquered me. I did not know I was that strong. Meanwhile, if you are doing worship, I will be crying, but I was strong. Part of the reason I'm standing here today is that when I look at that place, I see where God conquered me the greatest. Because even everybody around me is advising me, don't come back to this town. Don't come back to this town. Don't come back to this town. Even if you don't know, look at your own father. This town swallows the head of their prophets. No matter how anointed you are, they will come and drink your anointing. After some time, it will go. Even some people told me that direct sons of Paelti, they are in this land. Where are they? I said, oh God, oh God, oh God. And I'm not doubting what they are saying, but I know there is something that can come on me. A unique grace. I am trusting God that many of you will encounter genuine grace. I'm not saying that's the end. It is grace that makes men to labor, labor, labor. Paul said, I labor more than all these people, yet not I, but the grace of God that is at work in me. That's the grace you will encounter. You will see what will happen. And in case my father in the Lord starts, even if he coughs, receive it. Anything he's doing, it is in the spirit. I have followed him long enough to know that even when he's quiet, he's not saying something, he's saying something. So you need to go and pray long to find out what he's not saying and what he's saying and what he's not saying. I said, what is this? I used to think me, I'm wise. Because before my biological father died, when he sent me to pastor a church, there are many pastors there. So he looked at me and said, my son, you are wise. That's why I'm sending you here. And I thought I was wise. You are not as wise as you thought. You have to leave everything behind. Tell God, all those things, I leave it behind. I want something genuine to come on my life. I cry again for something heavy. The land has been touched. They are looking for a man. When will a man arise? People will do something. After 2-3 years, they will fizzle out. God used them. He anointed them. But they did not carry the weight, the kind of grace that have the capacity to till the ground, to go to the foundation and put pillars there. I will travel where they put the foundations of the city, and I will become one of the pillars. That's my target. It's not all this in any small thing you leave. We have not started the business. No matter what happens in this conference, it is a charge for men to arise. Then God began to encounter me. I want to read Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Something came on my life. I changed. Even my father that knew me saw me one day and he knew that I've changed, that I'm another man. He could not understand this dimension, because even the ones he knew is different from this one that is operating. Every day I lock myself up. I'm fasting and praying. My father, that is not a grace teacher, came and met me where I was on the ninth day of dry fasting. He said, my son, you will die. My son, you will die. It's by the grace of God. It's by the grace of God. Meanwhile, my father is not a preacher of grace. But he told me, you will die. I said, God, help me. I'm a weak man. I'm the least in the natural. When you make me strong, I become strong. I said I must lay hold on strength. Let the least time you saw me be the one you saw in the natural. When we get over to the spirit, what we'll be seeing is a man of might. And when wisdom comes with might, there is nothing that can stop a generation. I pray, hear not that pray. I pray, hear not that pray. There is a praying spirit within me, oh. Daddy, you remember 2014, when you met me at orientation camp, Shagam, and we were discussing something, and you told me I was a Bible man. Pastor, you know that our pastor is a Bible man. So I was I pray well, but now I know that I was not really praying what I was praying. So I was complaining to you that this prayer secretary thing, I don't like it. And I know myself, once God tells me to do something, except I have not started, when I start, I will baptize my soul, everything about me, into it. I told you I don't like it. You now told me that if God is taking me out of this thing I'm used to and is bringing me into prayer, then there is something he wants to do that cannot be achieved without a man giving himself to prayer. You now shook my hands and said, fast for 2 weeks. Certain people, when they, your life will change when they shake your hands. That 2 hours we spent in your room at that camp, I will never forget it. It is there I began to set my life. This is how I now developed that, my prayer thing. I now took two of your messages, cut out the first 10 minutes. Number one is the staying power in prayer. Number two is the fire of prayer. 10 minutes, I put it on every night. Especially when I want to give up, I will now hear, God can win with few. We need to tarry. The staying power, the tarrying power, the tarrying grace. I said, what is this? I was hearing the teaching, but what I was looking for is the spirit. How can a man tarry every day? It's strange to my ears. It is normal for a man to be weak, but every day. And it was that time God spoke to me and said, you will give me night vigil. That time I can fast, I can pray a little. But the worst is night vigil. I cannot do night vigil. I can't. And today, I have found out. There is no man of strong authority that doesn't keep the night watches. It's not possible. It's not possible. 1 hour in the night. Okay, let me not say, because you will come and say, I said, is a heavy sacrifice. Sometimes I will be fasting. But if I'm not doing night vigil, you will not know. But if I start doing night vigil, even if I'm eating, my body will be going down. My body will be going down. The night watches. Every day I wake up, I put the message. He said, the fire of prayer. When the thing continued and continued, week after week, months went to go. Before you know it, people began to pray because I'm praying. Meanwhile, I'm not interested that they are praying because I'm praying. I suddenly began to see where God is taking me. I look at myself and I notice that I have not carried what it takes. I continue praying. It was in my prayer that I started moving from 3 hours to 4, from 4 to 5. Sometimes I will go to an Assemblies of God church there is a place called Pansheke at Ogun State. Abeokuta, when I get to that place, I will make sure they dismiss me in my PPA by 11 a.m. and I will go to that place, lock myself. In fact, I prayed there for so long that the man, the pastor in charge, gave me a key and said, whenever you are through, lock the church. I will stay there till evening. Depending on what they are doing in the family house, I'll be telling God, no, I cannot end like this. I thought I was praying for myself. I did not know that God wants to implicate a generation in the prayer move. In case you don't know, let me tell you now. God has summarized what he wants to do in these last days and has decided that if you are not given to prayer, I don't know what else that God called you to do. You have to give yourself to priesthood as a basic requirement. Whether you are a politician, whether you are anything, pray for me, gather people to pray for you in school. The time has passed. Now you must enter into the prayer way. Whether you are a teacher, whether you are a young man met me, he said he's an evangelist, that he doesn't care about this, our prayer team. That all he needs, if you people are praying, he will just come and pray and then the anointing will move. I said, this is how Satan will bind you. Are you the only one, just because somebody got healed, one person, are you the first person? I told him, have you not noticed, my brother is hearing me, have you not noticed that your father has raised cripple? I said, that book you saw online and you are rejoicing, go and check your father's library. He went one day, his father that is no more on fire, he checked and saw the books he was shouting about. His father had it early 90s. So the young man became more quiet. I told him, have you not noticed your father is not impressed yet? What will impress him is priesthood. It is when you give yourself to prayer, certain things that he has not seen before will begin to break out. Not prayer for anointing, not prayer for ministry, prayer for the purposes of God. As long as there is something God wants to be done, as long as there is a project in his heart, we will continue praying. Anyway, for some of you, you will just pray and go and then, but for we, men like us, prayer is a calling. Even when I finish running around, I will just lock myself in one room and be praying and studying. Prayer. I have found out a gem in God. I will not leave it. Even if you want to, I will not leave it. Somebody came and told me that the way we are growing now, that we should, modernize the way we pray, and all that. Somebody came and said, the way we grown, our speaker, something is born. The people that know us know. If we go to school, pick this mic. I think this your sound is very powerful, venerable. If not, if he picks it, he will not say pray. He will not say anything. 1 hour, 30 minutes will pass. And the way he groans into the mic, one day we prayed for 3 hours. We saw this one. Smoke coming out, this one, smoke coming out, this one. We brought another one, smoke came out. And people told me, the problem is the way you are, you should reduce their voice. I said, the one we had, what brought it? If you like, let it spoil 10 times, we'll be buying another one. Prayer must be going on. Prayer brought the one you have. Don't modernize prayer. It's Satan that is giving you that advice. To modernize prayer. No, I will hold it. And in case you are a pastor, you don't want to pray, you are looking for tactics, you are looking for scheme. There is no scheme. A pastor met me and he's telling me, asking me, how do you do this thing? I say, you see me groaning on the groaning and my sweat. You are, am I a magician? Are you not seeing what I'm doing? The secret is this thing. Is when you groan the way I groan for 6 hours, you will know what the pain that Jesus is bearing for you. The reason why men sin, fornicate up and down is that they have not borne burden with Jesus before. When you bear burden with him in travails, and then there is a muscle here that I asked medical personnel, my own has torn many times. They call it serratus arterio. I have to find the name. All everywhere is paining me. I will tell Jesus, heal me, it will go. And I will go back. I will sleep, I will be praying. 2 hours, I wake up, I'll continue praying. I will tell you, half hour, good morning. You will say, fine, I will continue praying. Continue praying. Continue praying until my house became a house of prayer. Huh? It is when I gave myself to prayer and fasting and Bible study that I saw something coming upon my life. As it was coming, it was increasing. As it was coming, it was increasing. One day, I just noticed that I was not timid again. No, no, I was. I was an introvert. I was everything. I know some of you will see me like this. No, it's that thing that came that made all the difference. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you came from. You have to trust God for genuine grace so that what is in your ordination will start coming out. What you are living is the fake life. It is when that thing comes, you begin to live the real one that God has ordained for you. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. It was when I was praying and laboring for long that one day I came out and I noticed that the power of God came on my life. I want to teach you something now before that it comes. When the power of God came on my life, I went to minister and I noticed that I minister for 7 minutes and the thing finished. I didn't know something can, the anointing can finish. I said, but I have the Holy Ghost. How can the thing finish? Hallelujah. You can be seated now. You see, the Lord is prepared for you. Amen. So, my message has finished. This is what I was trying to accomplish. Huh? The anointing finished on my head. And I told God, I thought I've contacted the anointing. He said, you don't know how it came about. He now told me, go and fast and pray again. I fasted and prayed. The thing increased. It was there that I found out that if you want to maintain the consistency and purity of what you receive from God, you will have to continue doing what you were doing before the thing came. One day I flowed in it until something grew out, and it was a horn. So something can fill that horn, and we can function in it for long. You can help people on the road, not just in the church. You can help people in the marketplace, in your home, anywhere you found yourself. Can you pray for 2 minutes? Sit down, don't stand up. Pray for 2 minutes. Ask God, I need something to come upon my life. You cannot dominate your sphere until something comes. The time is short. There is need for men to arise very fast. There is need for men to give themselves to training. There is need for men to give themselves to process. Pray and not I pray. I pray and not I pray. There is a praying spirit within me. Oh, I pray. In Jesus' name.